Welcome back. Here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10 Pacific, 10 to 1 on the eastern side of Fangs. And I'm Phil Hendry. And again, my apologies to my colleagues. This is just a way of filling time. I don't think anybody missed me, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I know Valerie did.
Yes, my apologies to my colleagues at the NAB. I was not there last week. For a variety of reasons, a lot of them having to do with just the fact that I knew I was going to the NAB and suddenly I got violently ill, and I'm kidding.
Yeah, you better tell the truth.
I'm telling the truth. I'm kidding. No, I did. I got violently ill, you know, and then I got a flu shot, and then I really got violently ill. I would be very careful. Not that I'm going to stop getting flu shots. I got to get flu shots because I got to get them because I was on my back in the hospital because I had the flu and pneumonia like 3 years ago, and I can't go through that again. So I went, I got a flu shot, and I got sick anyway. That's pretty weird, and that's not what you really want to have happen, but it happened, and I'm man enough to take it.
I understand. Now, how did you get sick from that?
Because the flu shot contains elements of the very virus that you are seeking to gain immunity from. Therefore...
Well,
I'm not done. I'm explaining it, Phil. You don't have to.
Sorry.
Therefore, when you get a flu shot, you're basically getting inoculated. Do you know what that means, Robert?
I know.
What?
You're getting, well...
You don't know. All right. It means you're getting a shot that you are getting knocked, well...
Yeah.
Did I say knocked up? You've got this look on your face like, oh, well, I can't wait to see her get out of this one.
Well, what does it mean, Margaret?
I'm saying, when you get in... Never mind.
When you get a shot, you're getting the vaccine, you're getting the...
You're getting the virus, and that means you get the virus, that means you get sick, but you're getting an immunity to it. There, are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy. So that's what it is. That's why I got sick. But It's worth it, man, because, you know, I go through 24 hours of that before I go through. I can't stand that, man. I can't stand getting, like, 2-3 weeks knocked out of your life because of that stinking, rotten, freaking ding-dang-dang-ding-dang-it flu. All right. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. It is home of the, this is the home of the, I was going to say home of the all-day salad bar. That's not, it's the home of the backstage pass. And when you get the backstage pass, if you'll pardon the expression, you get yourself a pass to a world of fun at philhendryshow.com. We have all kinds of downloads for you. We have all kinds of radio shows. We have all kinds of episodes and webisodes. And we have our news feed and we have our comment section. And we have our things like the Pro Football Game of the Week. And that's the very thing that I want to talk to you about right now. Yeah. Ted Bell and Steve Bozell both joining us here at Phil Hendry Show. At the Phil Hendry Show. Ted.
Ted Bell here for the Jets Beverly Hills, and yes, we were on the air yesterday with our football game of the weekend. I got Steve Bozell with me here, and we're going to talk a little football, talk a little of the National Football League, right, Steve? Hold on.
We're going to have to find a way to mix that better. Bud Dickman, my engineer, we do have some, we have a little bit of a mixing problem coming in from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You got drowned out a little bit there, Ted, by the jingle.
If we can close the door around here or something, somebody close the door. Close the bathroom door. The first thing you want to do, Marilyn, hold on, Phil. Marilyn, close the bathroom door. Close the door to the ladies' room. Yes, that, the one that says ladies on it. Good. You know, Phil, thank you very much, Phil. It's good to be with you. I'm asking my hostess to close the bathroom door to the women's room. I'm looking at women sitting on toilets. Close the bathroom. Yeah, I'll do it, Ted. Just close that the door right here, see? Well, I can see a lady. And, yeah, yes, ma'am, I see a lady right now. She's sitting on the toilet right there. Well, I can see her. See, as plain as day. You can see women sitting on toilets. Close the door. Phil, I got to call you back.
What? Hold on, Ted. We're on the air.
I got to call you back. I got to get this hostess of mine. She's got the brains. What do you got the brains of them? Somebody call the zoo. Call it.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but they've got a new hostess over there, Marilyn is her name, or something, and apparently she's not the sharpest bulb in the drawer, or the brightest knife in the drawer, or something.
She's not the brightest bulb on the drawer.
She's not the brightest bulb in the tree, you mean?
No, that's it.
Well, she can't be that bright because he's been telling her ever since he got on the air to close the bathroom door to the ladies' room at Ted's?
Yes.
All right, folks, I apologize. We will have them back shortly while they figure out how to close the ladies' room door there. The guys are going to talk football. Are they back?
Well, no, but I just thought I'd...
You thought you'd do what?
I thought if I hit the jingle, I'd be back. Come
well, but it ain't magic, man, when you play the... Is he there?
No.
Oh, how about that?
Bud, what did you think? It was magic?
It's not magic, Bud. You hit the jingle and suddenly Ted appears. What do you think this is, the genie in a bottle?
Man, you're an idiot, man.
No, you are an idiot. You are, Bud. All right, so in any event... Jesus, so you hit the jingle and you think Ted's just going to poof, there he is, huh?
I got to give it a shot.
Yeah, you know what I ought to give a shot to? I ought to give... Oh, man.
Well, you know, you laugh and then he thinks he's funny.
No, he doesn't. He knows that I'm very disappointed in him. Very disappointed in you.
I ain't do anything. I didn't try to get Ted to get on.
You ain't going to do it by playing his jingle. Okay? Now what? You think he's going to appear again?
No, he's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. All right, so get Ted on the phone. All right, Ted.
Hey, everybody. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are located, of course, in Beverly Hills. And let me tell you something. We have got great steaks. We've got a great prime rib. We've got great drinks to Ted. And we've got football, that's right, all season long in our treasure room.
What? I can't hear that, man.
Yeah, Phil, again, we are having a... we got a very busy night here, Phil. We are located in the prime rib room, Phil, and this is where we generally have a lot of the games that we have on our big screen. We've got three big screen TVs here in the prime rib room, and we are generally, I've got a great buffet here. We've got hot dogs, hamburgers. I don't know what these people eat. You know, it's nothing that I would eat. It's nothing that I'd go near. But it's the kind of food that football fans like, and we have it every Sunday, and we have it tonight, Monday night. We had it for Monday night football. We have it for Thursday night football. We've got it if they ever have Saturday night football. We have it on Sunday night football. We have it on the Sunday afternoon game. And, of course, all the Teds of Beverly Hills, all over the United States. As you know, Phil, we have one in Washington, D.C. We have the Teds of Beverly Hills in Honolulu. We have the Teds of Beverly Hills here in Beverly Hills. And the one in Walnut Creek went belly up. The one in Miami Beach is opening in 2014. So,
I thought that was opening this year.
Yeah, you said it's going to open this year.
Well, guess what? No, it ain't. God.
I'm sorry.
No, the guy, Dickman. You didn't get open this year.
You did. You said it's going to open this year. And I could be the chef.
I didn't say you could be the chef. I said you could be one of the... You could be one of our greeters, you know.
Did you promise him a job as a greeter?
Yeah, why not? People know the kid. Anyway, Phil, yeah, we have all of that and more in our prime rib room at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted Bell with us. And, Ted, you and Steve both week two of our pro football game of the week. And... tell me a little bit about it. How was it?
Well, Phil, it's Steve Ozell, and I will tell you this. It was not too much of what I thought it would be. You know, I thought it was definitely going to be a San Francisco victory. I thought San Francisco would come out, and defensively I thought they would hold the line there against the Indianapolis Colts, but Indianapolis was able to take advantage far more of San Francisco. Their wide receivers was able to get in the seam, and what do you mean by seam? This is Ted Bell. What do you mean by seam? See, you use all these big words. That's not a big word. You try to get in the seam of the zone, and that's exactly what them receivers was doing.
No, I agree with Steve. I was watching the game, and they were, at least I'll say that Andrew Luck was finding those receivers in between zones, it looked like, and he was making far more of the pinpoint passes than Kaepernick was.
That's just, Andrew Luck, in my opinion, showed himself to be a far more opportunistic quarterback, far better at throwing the football under pressure. Kaepernick, of course, never really had a lot of good protection yesterday. Kaepernick was constantly being rushed. He got some big rushes from the outside, from Robert Mathis, and from that right end, Freeman or Fooney, or I forget his name.
By the way, I wanted to ask you, Ted, this, and that was thank you for that analysis, Steve. Your tendency to just make names up, what's that about?
Well, I mean, I said that I would do these games, but only if I could just make names up. I didn't want to have to study the program and learn all these names and numbers. I don't have the time. Okay? All right, Phil, because I'm running a restaurant. I don't get out of the restaurant till 4 o'clock in the morning. You guys want me to do this 1:30 game. I got to shag my rear end all the way up to this Henry Broadcast Center, which is up the coast a couple of miles. I sit down, and Bozell and I do these games. Now, I don't have the time to go through a program, so I make names up until I'm familiar with the...
But here's the reason why I ask. Yesterday, and we had a few people writing us email. Yesterday, you were identifying Ahmad Bradshaw as Tommy Tatupu and Hooman Hillman and Hillman... Who was that?
Hooman, what are you talking about, Hooman Hillman? I think you might be talking about Ike Hilton as a tight end or something like that. Oh, I know Hooman Hillman, but Tommy Tatupu, yeah, that was the name I gave that guy, Ahmad Bradshaw. When I found out what Ahmad Bradshaw's name was, then I started calling him... please do it, because I am... Yeah, he's a little nervous. He started calling him Ahmad Bradshaw in the second half. But that's way better than in the first quarter. You said he was a fullback. That's right. I thought he was a fullback because he's built like a fullback. But look, the more important thing, Phil, that I think the fans should understand when they're listening to us doing these games of the week is that I'm telling you who has the ball. I think I got that right. Right?
Yeah, you have that part right.
Oh, good. Okay. And I'm also telling people how far the ball is being advanced, and I'm telling people who has the ball, and I'm telling people who is scoring, and I'm making comment along with my good friend Steve Bozell on who the individuals are that is doing a good job. So.
All right, hold the line here. We're going to take a break. Ted Bell and Steve Bozell on the line with us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills as they discuss with us the... by the way, have we broken for the first break or not?
No.
We have not. Okay, I didn't think we had. We do need to break. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, we do need to break. I just talked to CJ.
Great, I just talked to CJ, too. Thank you, CJ.
Well, I also... Never mind.
Okay, so we're going to break. And we'll be right back with Ted Bell, Steve Bozell. And they're giving us the lowdown here, man, on just exactly how it all went down yesterday for our game of the week on PhilHenryShow.com. And you guys can follow it at PhilHenryShow.com with a backstage pass, 1:30 every Sunday afternoon. Back with Steve Bell, Ted Bell, Steve Bozell, and Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills in a moment on The Phil Henry Show. All right, welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show. We got Ted Bell and Steve Bozell live with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're talking about the NFL and exactly how things went yesterday in the game of the week.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Door,
come
right?
On down.
Yeah, go on down to Ted's of Beverly. Hey, listen, if you're not joining me and Steve Bozell for the game of the week on the PhilHenryShow.com, then you are a loser. And of course, I say that with all love in my heart.
Here at 10.
They never give me enough time.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
Okay, Ted Bell and Steve Bozell at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. So we were discussing, the ball game yesterday. And Steve, you were talking about the protection that, what were we talking about?
I don't know what we were talking. Boy, oh boy, Henry.
What do you mean, boy, oh boy, Henry?
I think I remember. Hold on for a minute. You should be keeping track of what you're asking us because we're in the middle of a...
I'm keeping track of what I'm asking you guys about yesterday's game.
Well, yeah, I know that, but when you say I forget, it sounds like you're bored to tears. We worked our rear ends off on that game, didn't we, Steve?
I know I did, but...
Well, I did too.
Yeah, you did, but...
Yes, you did. No, I'm just joking around. Yeah, he worked real hard. I think we all worked hard. But the question you was asking, Phil, and here's the reason why, and I've been giving Ted a hard time about this for a long time. I said, why don't you just learn the names of the players?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
You were asking me why I don't know the names of the players, and I told you, because I'm not getting my rear end out of bed any earlier than when I'm getting it out of bed, and if I learn the names of the players, fine. If I don't, I don't.
All right, fine. I won't make a federal case out of it, but when you're calling players something like Billy Bababa, and you're just making up... The Denver-New York Giant game, you had cats, Louis Bugudu, you were doing all kinds of...
Yeah, I was giving them Polynesian names, so what?
One of the things, Phil, we found out about was a lot of the NFL players, come from the Polynesia area. you know.
Okay, fine. So they come from Polynesia. A lot of them come from the United States.
But a lot of them come from the, okay, but the ones that come from Polynesia, if in other words, if I tend to make up a name that sounds Polynesian, it's credible and it is believable because you got a lot of them that come from Sambua or whatever the hell these places are called. I don't know. What are the names of these? There's Pitcairn's Island and all of them, you know.
Pitcairn's Island?
Yeah, what is it? Give me a name of an island. Sambuco or... What about Boom? Isn't there a Bongo Bongo or something?
Are you guys talking about like Samoa and...
Yeah, that's it, Samoa.
All right, Samoa. There's a lot of players from Samoa. There's a lot of players from Hawaii. You know, there are South Pacific and Polynesian football players. Yes, you're right.
Well, there was a guy, I remember the guy that pulled his towel off and showed his thing to that reporter. What was his name? Mosey Tatupu? Wasn't that guy?
Yeah, that's a hell of a thing to say, but that's not representative of all Polynesian players, okay?
No, I'm not saying, but that's the thing that I remember.
He was a running back for the Patriots, yeah. And there's been a lot of guys down through the years who have played in the NFL who are from the South Pacific, from Polynesia, from Micronesia, and that's as it, you know, is. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say about that. We're with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell as we talk about the NFL football game that they do for us, the game of the week. Yesterday's game, the Indianapolis Colts and the San Francisco 49ers. Ted, what about that ball game was surprising to you?
Well, I think what surprised myself and Steve was the fact that the Indianapolis Colts come into the Candlestick Park, and they come into the home stadium of the San Francisco 49ers, the vaunted San Francisco 49ers. So let's remember, Phil, are on a resurgence. And when the San Francisco 49ers get into a groove, there is no group of fans anywhere in the National Football League that feel more entitled and I think can put a fair level of intimidation on a visiting team when you walk into that place, that Candlestick Park. That's the home of Joe Montana. That's the home of the catch, Joe Montana to Dwight Clark. That's the place where Roger Craig used to break him off. That's the place where Steve Young used to do the thing Steve Young, when he done did it. I've been hanging around Bozell so long I can't even. You're talking about illiterate. I'm kidding, Steve. But, I mean, not really. No, not really, but I am trying to be polite. But the point that I'm making here, Phil, you know, you've got football teams coming into, and what I found to be interesting in yesterday's game was that the Indianapolis Colts came into that football stadium, and they couldn't have cared less. They were not impressed at all. Chuck Pagano, a guy who last year had one foot in the grave. Let's be honest, this guy had leukemia.
Yeah, what was it with Pagano? He came back last year after a very serious bout with cancer, right?
Yeah, he had leukemia. He had blood cancer. Think about it, man. I mean, that's the very disease that inspired Anne Rice to write Interview with a Vampire. Okay? Why do you say it like that? Okay, this is great. Bozell gets scared. Are you scared of vampires?
Come on, will you?
Sorry. But in any event, Bozell does. Every time I say that, I say, hey, Pagano had the disease that inspired Anne Rice to write Interview with a Vampire. And he goes, woo! Anyway, Phil, my point is this, that the Indianapolis Colts were not impressed. They came in, they picked apart. This kid, Andrew Luck, I got to tell you, I was not a believer. I thought the kid was arrogant. I thought he thought his stuff didn't smell. I didn't like him at all. As you know, that's the way we are with all rookies that come into the league very highly touted. But I'm here to tell you that this kid, Andrew Luck, is everything and that and more. And Peyton Manning's doing great in Denver. No question about that. But how did he do tonight, by the way? I don't have the result of that game.
We'll have to look that up. I don't know what the... Bud, can you...
Yeah, I'm going to find out that right now. Me too.
What did he say?
I don't know. Just find out the score of the game. They're playing the Raiders tonight. So the Colts came in and showed no respect.
Oh, no, it wasn't that they were disrespectful. It's that they showed no fear. And that was the thing that I was very impressed with. Bradshaw ran like a madman. The defensive line put pressure on Kaepernick. Andrew Luck was finding his receivers. Reggie Wayne had a hell of a ball game. That other guy, that Haywood Bay, that guy was a beautiful thing. Everything was working as it should. Adam Vinatieri made a couple of field goals. So you can't fault this football team at all. They were ready. They played well. And I think Chuck Pagano had a... I think this guy's going to win another Super Bowl for the Indianapolis Colts.
All right, let's take a break. Ted Bell and Steve Bozell with us here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk about yesterday's ball game, and we'll get into some of these other games that happened around the National Football League, and some of it was pretty freaking ugly, man. The Giants getting their ass handed to them by the Carolina Panthers. You had the Dallas Cowboys beating the St. Louis Rams.
What about the Rams coming back to Los Angeles? I want to know about the Rams coming back to Los Angeles.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they ought to do.
All right, well, we'll find out. Yeah, the Rams coming back to I doubt if that's going to happen. Who knows? I mean, stranger things have happened. No, stranger things have not happened. Nothing like that has ever happened. I shouldn't say stranger things have happened because...
Well, has any team ever left and then come back?
Yeah, the Raiders. The Raiders left Oakland, came down to L.A., and then went back. But they weren't gone that long. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, 855-500-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Backstage Pass gives you access to every show every night as a video cast. Also, our podcast the following day. Also, our classic podcast. Also, 5,000 hours and growing of a radio show archive, second to none. And all with a Backstage Pass that is El Cheapo, man. It's so affordable. And with the economic times the way they are, I'd like to say that the Phil Hendry Show has taken the lead in taking the pressure off of Mr. and Mrs. America and making our radio show as accessible and as affordable as possible. Yes, the behind the scenes of our video cast showing me using four-letter words, cursing and swearing the very day I was born, and the fact that I'm in the radio industry is worth it.
You know, you're not doing yourself any favors, Phil, because there could be some movers and shakers and heavyweights and big, big, big names that are listening to you talking about this industry the way you are right now.
Yeah, watch out, Mr. Hendry.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Roosevelt.
Wilt, you know, your sarcasm really...
Well, so I'm being sarcastic. On the line is Ted Bell, along with Steve Bozell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to be getting back to discussing with them some of the other games that were happening. We're just talking a little bit about the NFL this past weekend, and I'm just checking out... The game that I saw that made me want to just pitch my guts up was the San Diego... who the hell did they lose to, man? San Diego lost to somebody. I'll get Ted on the line. And then the other thing I want you to find out for me, bud, who the hell won the Denver-Oakland game tonight?
Yeah, man, supposed to look that up. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, get on it, will you? Because not that I'm interested.
Yeah, all right, so we'll... Yeah, get on it, will you? All right, dispense with the jingle. I think we don't need to hear the jingle unless Ted really wants to hear the jingle. Ted, it's Phil.
Yes, I do want to hear the jingle because I paid top dollar for that jingle, so if you don't mind.
Okay, but dispense with looking for the score of the game and get me the jingle, the Ted's Beverly Hills jingle, if you don't mind.
Do you want to look for the score of the game?
Dispense with looking for the score of the game and get me the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle, if you don't mind, okay?
All right, so you want me to do that?
Yeah, that's what I want you to do. Ted, are you there? Ted, you there?
Yeah, right here. Right? Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have got the prime rib room rocking every Sunday afternoon for National Football League action. Myself, Steve Bozell, we call the game. You listen to game. You go when you have eat, then you sit down, you listen.
Okay. Thank you very much. So Ted Bell and Steve Bozell. While Bud is rummaging around looking for the scores of football games, let's talk about the New York Giants. You guys saw them last week. You did the game, the Giant and Denver game. So the question that I have for you is, what about that New York Giant football team? What's up with them?
Well, you know, I don't know if you want to go, Steve. Yeah, I've got a couple of thoughts. I'll do it. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. You want me to talk? Actually, I should. Phil, I would say, and this is just the first glance of watching the game last week and then hearing, as I heard, just before going on the air with the Indianapolis-San Francisco game, I heard what happened to the Giants, and I think you said it very well. Throwing my guts up? You bet. It was a pretty ugly situation. I would say that Eli Manning is not the problem on that football game. I think that what's happening is that Manning is having a difficult time getting the ball to receivers that are not where they should be. I am loath to criticize a Manning. It'll be a long time before I criticize any Manning. And that includes anyone named Manning who doesn't play football. That's how enamored I am of that. How enamored I am of that family. Now we did see last week the battle of the Mannings, Peyton and Eli, and I think probably there was a pounding that Eli took psychologically. I don't know. I'll have to see the highlights. But I think there's more wrong with the New York Giants than their quarterback, and I think Eli Manning has a lot more great football left in him than what we saw on that particular day.
All right, here's the game: the Chargers losing in the final 15 seconds to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that game absolutely was a game that you wanted to just take your guts and you wanted to reach down in your own throat and pull your lunch out. You didn't want to throw it up, you just wanted to manually get rid of it. That's how I felt about that. Steve, I know you had some thoughts.
Well, yeah, I mean, I
better do it.
Why do you keep interrupting him?
All right, go.
Thank you very much, Phil. You know, Ted, I mean, I think you're a great man, but, you know.
You don't need to keep licking one of my buttocks, just.
I'm not licking your buttocks. I'm just saying, would you let me say something? Because I drive all the way over here to Ted of Beverly Hills.
They called Ted of...
Let him finish.
Yeah, I drive all the way over here. So, Phil, the San Diego Chargers continue to have problems that no one can figure it out. No one can understand it. The Chargers are now 0-2. Tennessee goes to 2-1. That doesn't make any sense. How can they be...
Chargers are 1-2.
Oh, okay, 1-2. I thought it said 0-2. I was going to say that don't make no sense.
Well, it would make sense if they'd had a bye week.
Bye week. That's what they mean, a week off, right?
Yeah, that's what they mean by a week off.
I don't know why they call it a bye week.
It ain't B-I, okay?
All right.
It's B-Y-E.
As in bye-bye?
Yeah, isn't that what that means, Phil?
As in bye-bye? No, I don't think bye necessarily means bye-bye. I mean, it means you're going... I don't know. I mean, maybe it does.
Are you kidding me? Are we adults or aren't we? What does bye week mean?
Well, if it's spelled B-Y-E, it must mean bye.
There ain't no game bye, so... What does that mean? So I'm saying bye to the team that's not playing?
Look, before we get into an even more juvenile discussion than what could possibly be a very juvenile reason for the word buy, can we look it up first? Do you mind?
Buy? God, what a... You don't have to be a D word.
A D word, okay. Before we get back to your analysis, gentlemen, I do want to find out from my good, deep, close, personal friend here, Bud Dickman, the final score on that bloody game, man. What was the final score on the damn Raider and Bronco game? Okay, do you mind?
I mean, I'm trying to find out, showing it right here, but I don't know.
What was the final score in the game? Are you guys crazy or something, man? If you don't find out the score of that game, I'm going to commit homicide right here and right now. 37-21 Broncos. Thank you.
See, I told you.
No, you didn't tell me. I had to look it up.
I feel like I got the score on that Bronco game. 37.
I got it already. Thank you. So the Broncos are on a they're on a roll, man. Where are they at now? Are they 3-0? What's the deal with them?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. I think that it's going to be a cold day in hell before anybody tells the Denver Broncos that they don't have a right to consider themselves to be the big boy on the block, the daddy, if you will, the master, the sandblaster of the AFC West. These guys are brutal, and I think, with all due respect, what they did to the Raiders, not that they're playing a football team that's all that great, but you got to understand something. The Broncos went out to a 27-7 lead over the Raiders in the first half.
You're kidding.
Would I kid you? No, not at all.
Would I crap? You know, you're my favorite turd.
Would I kid you? You're my favorite turd. No, it doesn't go like that. It goes.
Never mind how that goes, okay? We're wasting time here, man.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry we're wasting time. Phil, what else you got? You got something else you want to do?
Yeah, like a radio show, the rest of my show. Call him back, and I want him back on the air. That guy owes me another minute.
What do you do?
Well, what do you think he did? He hung up. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Don't ever do that again, okay?
Well, you're giving me all kinds of a heart. Here you do.
Okay. Phil, I think he should have turned it over to me a lot sooner.
I agree with that, Steve.
Just to give you the lowdown, Phil, Ted was right. The Broncos went out to a big lead, 27-7. I don't think they ever looked back in that game. I don't think they ever looked, you know, they didn't look bad. They looked very comfortable, and they looked very stylish. Everything about them just looked good and sweet and well done, you know. So the Broncos, yeah, they're the bad boys on the block. Now, getting back to the game you were talking about, San Diego and the Tennessee Titans, I just think, and San Diego's playing on the road, I just think San Diego, they ain't showed me nothing. San Diego hadn't shown me anything for years and years and years and years, you know. The last time San Diego had a football team anybody liked was when they had that guy Bobby Ross, and Bobby Ross couldn't get out of San Diego fast enough. That guy won them a Super Bowl, and he lasted, what, another year? Now's it. You know, San Diego Charger organization is so intent on being a great organization that they keep shooting themselves in the foot. They keep making every bad decision. They can't, I mean, I don't know what them people down there think they're George Steinbrenner Jr. or what it is. They keep changing coach here. And they always, I don't mind them changing coaches, but the changing coaches, they go even to a worse coach than the coach they changed that they wanted to change choke a chicken. Shoot. I'm sorry. You're going too fast. I'm sorry, Phil.
Just slow down.
The San Diego Chargers are changing, and the San Diego Chargers are choking. They're choking a chicken. You know, you got to knock that off, okay?
All right. I get it. They're changing coaches so often that they're going from one inferior coach to another. And that may well be right. The coach they've got now, they think very highly of, and so it goes. But we'll see. Any other games you guys want to comment on?
Well, I want to comment on these Detroit and the Washington Redskins. Oh my God! Oh my God! You know, this is a football team that had great promise, and the talk of the city last year with Griffin III and all that, RG3, and you know. People cannot. I think the minute you hang a label like that on a guy and you turn him into some kind of a superhero, you are setting that guy up for some kind of just a major, major, colossal crash. And I think that's what happened to that poor young man, RG3. They give him that nickname. He sounds like a GoBot. He sounds like some kind of a transformer. And all they've done is set him off to be pushed off the highest floor of the Chrysler building and go plummeting headfirst to the cement below. And that's how I feel about it. Take the ball. Okay, are you leaving?
Yeah.
All right, he's leaving, Phil, and that's about all we got for tonight.
All right, well, thank you, Steve Bozell and Ted, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Phil, thank you. And also, just want to thank everybody at the Corona Men's Club, my daughter, April Jr., my wife, April, my son, Steve Jr., my dog, April Steve Jr. I don't. You know, we don't even have a name for our dog. Oh yeah, my dog's name is Wonderlad. Yeah, that was the name of the cat.
What's the name of your dog?
Wonderlad. And I want to say goodnight to Wonderlad, and I want to say goodnight to Wonderlad too. That's the cat. So get off the phone, will you?
What did he say?
He said the name of the cat is Wonderlad too, and the dog is Wonderlad. It's a weird family, folks. It's more than I can even discuss. All right, so thanks a lot, guys. Very interesting breakdown of yesterday's football action in the National Football League, and I can only say that it was one of those very interesting afternoons, and one that makes it very, very worth being a football fan. Sort of. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. And we'll be back to wrap up in just a moment. Hey, philhenryshow.com and the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 to 10 West, 10 to 1 East. Very happy to be with you. We again thank Ted Bell and Steve Bozell for their interesting analyzation, as Jesse the Body Ventura would say.
Boy, you never miss a chance to put that poor man down.
Oh, give me a break with that poor man. That's what he said one time.
Yeah, y'all goes analization.
He didn't say analization. He said analysis. I don't know what he said.
Why would you defend him?
I just But it's not his politics. I just think he is a former governor and deserves respect.
Yeah, you probably have a hot for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, watch it.
Hot for that? The guy's got a dent in his head, hello. And I'm married.
Well, so he's got a dent in his head. Obviously, he's got a wife. Somebody finds him attractive.
Well, isn't that great, Phil? As the saying goes, there's someone for everyone, so...
Someone for everyone?
Yes, even you, bud, with the...
Yeah, you got a beautiful girlfriend, man.
Yeah, she's okay.
She's okay. Have you ever seen his girlfriend?
Yes, I have. She's beautiful. And how you rate that...
Well, three guesses.
Yeah, the first two don't count.
You are a crude, rude, lewd piece of...
Watch out now. You two guys, man, I'm telling you.
No, he starts it.
You gotta hit me. That's against against discrimination of people with a handicap.
What?
No, bud, stop using that, okay? American with Disabilities Act, is that what you're using? You see, and every time she wants to smack you because you got a plate in your head?
Yeah.
Well, then watch it with the smart mouth, okay? And that three guesses, the first two don't count. That stuff, it's very leading, okay?
It's double entendre.
What?
Never mind. All right, so that was thrilling. That was exciting. We really appreciate that.
Tell us a little bit about your... You didn't say anything about your vacation at all.
Well, I mean, it was a fine vacation. I didn't really do anything. I mean, I did the one thing that I guess when you get to my age, I don't know, man. I was sleeping like a son. I was sleeping a lot because of that stinking flu shot, you know? But, you know, we're very fortunate here at the El Pacifico. We're here at the Broadcast Center because we live only about a block and a half, two blocks from the sand. So, my accountant has said to me many times, Phil, you live at the beach. Why are you taking these vacations, you spendthrift slob? And I'll say to him, is your bill getting paid? Yes. Okay, well, then I'll just go ahead and... But no, the guy that I got, he will... So it's not even worth it.
Now, I want to get this straight. So you avoid treating yourself well because you don't want to get yelled at by an accountant? Woo! No guts.
Yeah, you got to grow a pair.
Hey, wait a second. The whole reason why you hire a guy like that is so he can read the riot act to you. What the hell, man? You think you just got a guy who's a bean counter? I don't want that. I want a guy that's going to tell me what's up, you know? And so that's what he's saying, you know. That's the tough thing. Just because you own a business, I'm not going to get into a whole big, long thing. So I stayed home. It was very beautiful. Thank God the sun's finally coming out. I don't give a damn if it is September going into October. The sun's finally coming out down here at the land of sea lions and fog, the El Pacifico. So I didn't do a whole holy hell of a lot but sit on my ass and watch cartoons. I don't watch cartoons. I watch a lot of movies. And I watch a lot of TV. But one of the things that I am divorcing myself from, and I really recommend that people do this. I'm serious about this. I think that you should pay attention to news about your own district where you live. But the rest of it, ignore. I think that this would be a healthy thing for the American people. I think that, ladies and gentlemen, the American people, this is going to be crazy... You got to ignore the news because it ain't doing us any good paying attention to the news, you see? We got all kinds of people that pay so much attention to the news. They've got all kinds of wild ideas about what's going on in this country. I think if we stop watching the news, I think it would actually be a good thing.
Well, I don't understand. Why is that?
Because there's people that are obsessing over every news story coming out of either Washington or, you know, the international scene. And nobody's getting smarter. Everybody's getting dumber about it. That's what it seems like to me. So I think that... I saw a guy, for instance, some guy today... I won't even go into it. I'll just say Facebook.
Well, there you go.
I know.
You know something? You got to get off of Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page.
Well, and the Margaret Gray fan page. People can go to that, right?
Yes, they can go to it if they want. It's fine. I've got a total of 345 followers, which I think is an absolute disgrace. I think Facebook is a whole lot of nothing. And I went on there, and I always post my set list. And by the way, I was at the Brew Room. I was at the Salon and Brew Room this past weekend in Brea, California. And we had about 8 people show up. So if you're trying to tell me that Facebook is some place where you're going to get a lot of fans, you can kiss my...
Well,
watch it.
No, well, no, you watch it.
Well, you're the kiss my what?
None of your business.
Well, Margaret, you know, you got to be nicer, too, because you're on Facebook ripping people an ass.
What are you talking about?
I saw the one post that said, I feel like kicking somebody's ass.
Man, you ain't going to get no fan like that.
What are you laughing at?
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. You're asking why you don't have any fans, and she's got a post there that says, I feel like, excuse my language.
Yeah, I saw it. Excuse my language. I feel like kicking someone's ass.
So, that's how I felt. Aren't you supposed to post what you're feeling?
Not necessarily, no. Especially if you're talking to fans of yours. So, pardon my language, but I feel like kicking someone's ass. That's Margaret on her fan page. So, I don't know, you know. But I'm sure that people, once they get wind of the fact that you're out and you're performing, they'll want to come out and hear you sing. What were some of the songs that you did?
I did a beautiful song called I Wish You Were Me.
What?
Don't give me the look like that, bud.
What's that mean?
What do you mean, what does it mean?
What does that mean, I wish you were me?
It's a beautiful, it goes like this. Do, two, one, two, three. I wish you were me. I wish we were three. I wish I do, 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 do. See? And then do. And then I had Humphrey Sorton on the, I forget who I had on the keyboard. He was on the Casio 1000. And he made it sound like it was just, you know, what is that music? It's.
I got it. We got a break. We got to get out of the show.
We got to get out of the show. So you butcher up.
Well, Margaret will finish this song tomorrow night. World famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Margaret, Robert Leonard, and Bud and CJ. All of you. A God bless from the El Pacifico.